It seems like the trade war with China might be inching towards a truce. The U.S. has announced that it will hold off on the new round of tariffs that was supposed to go into effect this month on imports from China. There's also word that President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping are getting close to completing a trade deal, which would mean both countries getting rid of many of the tariffs and trade restrictions they've put in place. This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Today on the show, the trade war. Are the months and months of escalating tariffs finally going to end in peace? Are we inching towards a trade truce?
This message comes from NPR sponsor ADT. America's trusted home security company can help protect you against break-ins, fires, and carbon monoxide. 24/7 emergency response when you need it most. More at ADT.com. Support also comes from NPR sponsor MailChimp. MailChimp does so much more than email. They've outgrown their name. With automation, ad campaigns, and audience management, MailChimp can help your business outgrow its name, too. Not just mail, MailChimp.
Word on the street is that a trade deal is on the horizon between the U.S. and China. The deal would presumably end all or most of the tariffs the U.S. has put in place on $250 billion worth of goods from China. That is today's indicator, $250 billion. Joining us now to talk trade is Chad Bown. He's an economist at the Peterson Institute, also hosts the podcast Trade Talks. So, Chad, all of this news about trade is coming to us right before this very anticipated meeting between President Trump and President Xi that's supposed to take place later this month. How big of a deal is this meeting?
It could potentially be a very big deal. It could end up resolving the trade war that the Trump administration has started with China. On the other hand, it could be nothing. We don't know. It could be really important. But I do think that some of these issues are so massive and so important, and China just can't, you know, change things up overnight. So the big question is going to be, to what extent have they made progress on addressing some of these big concerns? And then what's going to be the framework for, you know, in trade geek terms, enforcing this kind of deal in the future? Is it the threat of tariffs? Is it some sort of, you know, constant surveillance and monitoring of the Chinese economy, that they're actually doing what they promised to do? They've made lots of promises in the past and haven't necessarily lived up to them. So that's really the big question, is how is the Trump administration going to get China to live up to all these new promises this time around?
I've heard a couple different storylines when it comes to what happened with all the tariffs, one of them being that, like, it's this big kind of economic disaster. There are all these trade deals now happening around the U.S. This could do a lot of economic damage. And then I've also heard, like, oh, look, China's economy is really hurting. This is working. We finally have leverage. I don't know. What is the truth?
There's a little bit of truth to both of those arguments. You know, you take a product like soybeans that America exports to China. China imposed tariffs in retaliation to President Trump's tariffs on soybeans. American soybean exports to China basically just stopped. Well, what that meant is other countries filled in that gap. So Brazil and Argentina exported a lot more soybeans to China. And, you know, if the trade war ends, it's not clear that the American farmers are necessarily going to get that market back. So that's one thing. I think on the Chinese economy side, there has certainly been some pain inflicted by the tariffs. And so there's definitely a little bit of leverage there. But the Chinese economy has its own challenges and problems, you know, for its own sake, that are unrelated to the tariffs. So, you know, I think there's other contributing factors that have made the Chinese economy slow down, but certainly the trade war hasn't helped.
The other kind of big piece of trade news that I've been hearing a lot of noise about is the possibility that we might start putting tariffs on European cars. What's going on there?
So that's another one that we don't know.
You're like, oh, man.
But this is a big one, if you can imagine.
This is a big one. Okay.
Something even bigger than the China story.
Is that true?
Well, in dollar terms, it could potentially be. So, you know, the United States.
Does European car, we just translate this straight to German cars?
Well, I would say it could potentially be actually a lot bigger than European cars. So if we're just going to focus on German cars, then it necessarily isn't that big. But I think there's the possibility that President Trump might impose tariffs on a whole lot of cars and trucks and parts. And, you know, the United States imports about $350 billion worth of those three things, cars, parts, and trucks in any given year. And, you know, the tariffs on China are about $250 billion. So the Trump administration asked for an investigation into whether imports of these things, cars and trucks, are a threat to America's national security. Now, of course, nobody believes that they actually are. But under this law, why President Trump likes it is it gives him really unfettered discretion to be able to do whatever he wants.
Right. This is like one of the few circumstances under which you can sort of legally impose a tariff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, Congress constrains the president, but under this law, it is basically ceded authority and said, you know, if you can make the national security argument, you know, you can have the right to impose tariffs, quotas, whatever it is that you want to do. So a couple of weeks ago, the Commerce Department completed their investigation. We still haven't seen it yet. We don't know what's in this thing. But the guess is that they will have likely found that cars and trucks and parts are a threat to America's national security, which will then give the president the right to impose these tariffs.
Why would Trump want to do this?
Well, you know, President Trump had been negotiating a free trade agreement with the European Union, something called the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, or TTIP. President Trump basically put that one on ice, but, you know, has wanted to start up a new set of talks. I think all leaders like to, you know, get deals and to be able to claim something as their own. And President Trump is no different in that respect. The big conflict with Europe, though, that's going to come up is over the issue of agriculture. The Europeans really don't want to talk about agricultural products. But in the United States, if you want a trade agreement and you want it to get through Congress, you basically have to have support of the agricultural community. They're, you know, major exporters. They're the ones that help you get the votes to get any trade deal through. So, you know, the administration signed up for this sort of agreement with Europe, but without talking to Congress first. Now that they've gone and talked to Congress, Congress has said, no, you got to put agriculture in that. We're now at this sort of impasse because the Europeans aren't ready and necessarily willing to talk about agriculture. So I think there, even before these serious talks have actually started, there's the real possibility that a trade deal, you know, between the United States and Europe could potentially break down. And if it does break down, then I think we have those automobile tariffs to potentially look forward to.
How have the sort of bilateral agreements gone? I know that Trump has talked a lot about USMCA. I don't know what to call it. the new NAFTA. Has that been like a success? Is that still, I don't even really have a sense of where it is.
Yeah. Well, Stacey, first of all, you have to think about it as the old YMCA song. So it's the USMCA.
I like that.
Yeah. So where we are with that one is,
young,
you know,
man.
It's been negotiated, but it hasn't yet been ratified by Congress, obviously, in the United States or either in Canada or Mexico as well. Now, Canada and Mexico have said they're not going to ratify it and put it through their legislatures until all of the Trump administration's steel and aluminum tariffs are taken off. And, you know, about a third of U.S. imports of steel and aluminum come from Canada and Mexico. Now, there's a separate question of, you know, is this deal even going to pass the U.S. Congress? And with the House shifting from the Republicans to the Democrats in the last election, that's, you know, still a little uncertain. But, yeah, this is playing into all facets of trade policy, these tariffs.
Chad Bown from the Peterson Institute, thank you for talking trade with us.
Anytime.
This episode of The Indicator was produced by Darius Rafieyan, edited by Patty Hirsch. Our intern and fact checker is Willa Rubin. And The Indicator is a production of NPR.